Hey everybody, welcome to Disney Movie News. Today we're talking about Christopher Robin, we're talking about Coco, and we're talking about Disney California Adventure during Halloween. Let's go!
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
It's Disney Movie News! Ah! Oh. Sorry, I went full Kermit on you guys. Never go full Kermit.
I can't do it. I'm doing spirit fingers.
Best Kermit dance, go. Okay. Not shabby.
Sarah's not loving it.
Okay. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to Disney Movie News. I'm Leo Camacho. I'll be sitting on the far right chair today. That doesn't make me the host because there's four of us. I'm not the only one here. Who are you? Oh, you can follow me at Mr. Leo Zombie, by the way. You can do that.
My name's Sarah.
That's Sarah.
My name's Sarah Sterling.
Sarah Sterling.
Sarah Sterling _ on Twitter.
On Twitter.
Sarah G. Sterling on Instagram.
That's where you can follow her.
Wow. Oh, goodness. So many places.
Sarah Sterling. Hi, guys. I'm not Sarah Sterling. I'm Keaton Markey.
Hey.
You guys can you guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. Yep.
Easy.
And hey, guys. I'm Renee. And you can follow me on Instagram and even on Twitter at Renee
Shut
Ariel.
Up. How dare you?
I tweet sometimes.
How dare you? Yeah, my Twitter is just at Leo Zombie. I have at Mr. Leo Zombie on Twitter, and it has 300 followers simply from people thinking it's my account, even though the account says, this isn't the right account. Follow this other one.
That's
and
what happens
doesn't matter.
With Sarah Snitch
people
now,
tweet me
I don't
constantly.
Follow instructions. Thanks.
Yeah, no, people cool. will tweet me and then literally 5 minutes later go to share an image with me and they'll still tweet the wrong account.
Of course.
Twitter, man, social media is too complicated. But you know what? In this day and age, who needs it, right? Right? It's just a fad. We've got important stuff to talk about, like Star Wars.
I almost just went like dun 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 dun, and I was like, "Wait, nope." That's
I mean,
the
right
wrong
actor, right
thing.
Actor. Indiana Jones played Han Solo originally. Not this time around, though. In the new Han Solo film, Darth Vader is rumored to be making an appearance. So here's a sitch. Here's what happened. So you know, they switched out the directors. There were some bad news bears happening there. They weren't seeing eye to eye with what's her face, the head of Disney. What's her face? That's an L. Quick.
And
no, Lauren.
Lucasfilm.
Yes. What's her face? Anyways, they weren't seeing eye to eye, so she got rid of those directors. They brought
Kennedy.
Kathleen Kennedy.
Why
like,
did I
L.
say L? L-M- J-K-L. Yeah.
Love you, girl.
back to back of letters. They got rid of the directors, brought in Ron Howard. Ron Howard then brought in
Darth Vader.
Well, the actor who plays Darth Vader, because he's reshooting many of the scenes in the film, and so obviously we're led to believe that Darth Vader's probably, I wouldn't imagine he's going to be a main character, because, you know, when they meet Han Solo in A New Hope,
he doesn't
have a personal relationship with Vader, but Vader might be involved, maybe getting some bounty hunters or something like that, who knows what the deal is, but
it's probably going to be like in Rogue One.
Well, yes. I don't remember him clubbing.
My favorite video is the Rogue One Darth Vader scene set to Womanizer by Britney Spears.
Wait.
Yeah, have you not seen that?
No!
Hey, Angel in the Sky, can you help us out here?
Womanizer Darth Vader.
Yeah, I'm on it. I'm on it.
He's all over it.
I am very excited about this.
Me too.
Very excited.
Oh, by the way, yes, we do have a new set.
Yeah, we got a new set. It's kind of weird.
It's looking new, looking fresh.
I like it.
Like us.
So fresh and so clean.
Are we closer?
It's a different table. It's the
it feels
same
like
table.
We're closer.
Same table, different.
Everyone's
a lot
like
of other
they
things.
Look closer together.
The lighting brings us closer.
You guys, we missed each other. We actually are closer.
Well, you know why it looks like we're closer? Because there's four of us this time.
I can't believe it didn't come up when you just typed
it's
in.
It's actually
Darth
a full
Vader
panel.
Womanizer. Maybe it's just
on
Tumblr.
You can do it in YouTube. In YouTube. Do it in YouTube.
There it is.
Yeah.
Can't read.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm.
Oh
my gosh! Hold
up,
wait. We gotta put this up.
Yeah,
start at the beginning.
Give me more. Is that the one?
No, it's not give me. Oh yeah, it is. Give
it
me
is.
More.
Give,
oh,
me,
okay.
give me more. Give me more. That's my cover.
Do it. Do it.
This isn't Britney movie news. So
Britney movie
what?
News, guys.
Just do it real quick.
It's Britney, bitch.
So just looking like he's dancing.
He's raving.
What?
Darth Raver.
Yes.
The giggle
is amazing. Yeah.
It's like, really, no, it's like really only good for like the beginning.
That's
when it's
the
just
best.
Like,
that's amazing. I enjoyed that.
Made my day.
Fun little tidbit on that particular scene in Rogue One. A lot of Star Wars heads are saying that. That is probably the most Darth Vader we have ever seen Darth Vader be in a film, because after A New Hope and Beyond,
the first time he's been full Sith on
he's
screen.
Been full Sith. Yeah, he's ever gone full Sith. Because after that, he meets Luke, and he's having these sort of stirred emotions
never
because
go
he knows
full Sith.
He never go full Sith. It's a bull Sith.
Unless you are Luke and you're in The Last Jedi, then you go full Sith, and then Leo ends
happen.
Up in a Slave Leia costume.
Do you see a bead of sweat? No, because I'm not even worried about that
it's
happening.
Fine, guys.
Fine. Moving on to things that are actually relevant. Set photos from the new Christopher Robin movie have emerged. Honestly, they could be from any movie as long as Ewan McGregor's in them. I don't care.
He's such a good choice for adult Christopher
he
Robin.
He really is.
Look
he's a good choice
hair.
For
hair hat.
Like 80% of every roles. Look at that. Yeah, that little swoop.
I like the swoop.
I should do the swoop from now on.
You can do the swoop.
Next week.
I'm going to do the swoop.
Do the swoop next.
We're holding you to it.
You need a little bit longer.
I need to grow it a little bit longer.
I
just cut it when we were up in Oregon. So.
We'll give it a few months.
Agent Carter.
We'll revisit the swoop.
Yeah. Once I get swoopable hair, I'll swoop it, de-dupe it. Any fun facts about this that you want to share?
Some of my friends were in London when they were filming this.
Wow.
They were like Christopher Robin movie.
I don't really like to brag, but I was in the United States when they were filming The Matrix.
Oh my god. They were like there. They were like,
that's
look,
pretty
this
cool.
Blocked off. Shut up. Also, I said London, not like just
look,
the UK.
Guys, look, I hate to rub it in your face, but when they were animating Lion King, I was in California. I was in the same state.
Guys, I got some cool Lion King info from one of the
really?
The new live action from one of the animators. But I don't think I can tell you on air, so I'll tell you.
Why would you do that,
Keaton? You're such a tease.
You're literally the worst.
You
human.
Can't do that.
You know what? You're right up there with the people that thought Leo rhymed with burrito. Okay, you're on that level right now for me. You need to watch yourself. And for those of you uninformed, the shelf on an elf, or excuse me, the elf on a shelf meme has been rampant in our household. We have been memeing it up, but all day
what
today.
What meme?
You haven't heard the elf
on
a shelf?
Yeah, can you share that?
And the mensch on a bench?
This is what it is.
Yes,
it's
there's
like,
a bunch of
it's
stuff.
It's like, you've heard of elf on a shelf, but have you heard of.
And then you're supposed to write something on a something that rhymes.
Leo on.
Oh, that's why
Leo
you was Leo
on
a
Neo.
Burrito?
Yeah, and people have been saying Leo on a burrito, or Leo on a Cheeto, or Leo
those
on a Dorito.
Just
I'm
change
like,
your name to Leo
how
to
people,
satisfy our audience,
yeah,
Leo. Gosh. It's not that hard.
The
Leo,
best one, the
Leo
best one,
Leo on a burrito.
The
I
best
like
one
that.
That's come out of it was Camacho on a nacho.
That's been the best one. I like that.
Thank you.
Camacho on a nacho.
Renee
Camacho
on a nacho. Beignet.
Oh, that works.
Kind
it
of.
Does.
Almost. Nye and Renee. It's like.
Nye.
Renee. I don't
Renee,
even want.
Renee on a beignet. That's how I would read
what
it.
What about Keaton?
Renee
Keaton,
on hay.
Keaton in a meetin.
Keaton on a meetin.
No, what? Eaton. What? Oh, well, no, you can't be on and eaten. That's a verb. Yep. Past tense. We'll
hooked on phonics
what
rhymes, over here,
what
Leo.
Rhymes with, what rhymes with Keaton? Yeah, Leo on a Dorito. You got horrible. Can't even deal with
oh
people
God.
That have been saying that.
We
but
can't really take up too much
no,
time.
No, sure we can. We don't have that much.
Wait,
news.
Where is this? So what funny
Keaton
ones
on
were
Cretan.
There?
On a Cretan? Yeah, that's good.
On a Will Wheaton.
Oh, my God.
That'd be a good one.
Keaton on Will Wheaton. Okay.
Oh, you got some good ones in here.
That's it.
More than I thought you did.
Keaton on a beacon would be...
No.
F. Score of an F.
F. F minus. Rhyme. God.
Anyway.
Put you in a different classroom.
So you don't have the next piece of news in there because we had to move things around.
Okay.
The next piece of Christopher Robin news is that Kristen Anderson Lopez...
Somebody just said Renee on a penne. Like a penny.
I read it just Renee on a penny, and I'm like,
yeah, I had to read it. Penne.
Renee on a penne.
Penne.
Pasta.
Penne. Perfect. Renee
continue.
On penne.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. That made me laugh.
I'll make that
Forrest
for you guys.
Penne.
This holiday season, buy your Renee on penne. I'm going to get it for all of you guys. You're welcome. Happy holidays.
Kristen Anderson Lopez and Wyatt Dean Hall have been cast as the voices of Kanga and Roo.
Who?
Isn't she them. From Wizards of Waverly Place? Wasn't she the mom?
No.
I don't think so. She is part of the Anderson Lopez songwriting duo that wrote the soundtrack to Frozen.
Look, I know we didn't...
Oh,
I
you
know.
Think that's the mom from Wizards of Waverly Place?
Yeah, they don't like any
I'm
like.
Renee on the Disney Movie News panel, and I know that that's not the mom from Wizards of Waverly Place.
I want to say something. I know this isn't our image. I know we pulled it from a random website, but this looks like an image of a woman. And like,
No. This is from Disney Film Facts who watches
I just
our
say,
show.
It looks like the little boy's a ghost, like and he's Back to the Future fading away. He's like about to disappear from history.
She and her husband Bobby Anderson Lopez.
I know who that is.
Yeah, right. Bobby and Kristen Anderson Lopez. Yeah. They also wrote the soundtrack to the 2011 Winnie the Pooh movie. They're also writing the soundtrack for Gigantic.
Interesting thing about them. If you just show me him, I don't know who it is. If you just show me her, I don't know. But you show them to me together, yeah, and I know exactly who they are.
So they're who we can thank for Let It Go.
Yeah. Let it go.
And yeah, you want to build Let a snowman.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's interesting that it's just her, you know?
Yeah.
It's not that interesting.
No, well, it's like cool it's fact. Like that movie with Alana Wexler in it, but it doesn't. They don't have, you know,
yeah,
like, what is it, Girls' Night Out or whatever it is? You know, the one with all the girls, but they only have one of them.
Yeah.
It's weird to me.
It's true.
Now I have.
But I guess you are actors. You're allowed to act separately. But that's that. Here's a new one. I don't think I've seen this, but we got a new Coco trailer.
No, ooh, we took this off because I talked about it last week.
We talked about it last, sorry.
Oh, you did?
Like that new.
Thanks for forwarding me the new news.
I'm sorry. I feel like they're just used to me hosting and I didn't actually fix anything.
Because I've been gone for so many
weeks. Right, so it's like that was in replace of the Coco trailer. If you missed our coverage of the Coco trailer, go back and watch last week's episode
of Disney News. This is a random news that I saw that I don't think is on the list.
Roger heard Let It Go and he came into the chat. What's up, Roger?
Frozen summoned me.
Summoned by the ghost of Frozen Past.
Tyra Banks has confirmed a Life Size 2.
We knew this months ago. This was months ago.
Okay, Leo.
By the way, I'm so excited.
Okay, we're a mess. We're all a mess.
Tyra hosted Miley Cyrus' 16th birthday party inside of Disneyland, okay?
Is there any other news we want to recover before we
guys,
continue?
Did you hear they're doing a live action line?
Oh my god, I called it. they you just guys, cast Aladdin.
The new name for the new Star Wars movie is The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Sorry guys, it's just we're scrammy eggs over here because, you know, not all of us are hosting every single week. So sorry we get our beams crossed once in a while. But we'll move on.
We should just always listen to Sarah.
Yeah. I don't mind.
We can never announce.
But now
news.
We can discuss the news that we're all together, you know?
That's true.
Now's our opportunity. But I guess we'll move on. Snippets of three new songs from Coco are available for listening now. Sarah, would you like to sing them for us?
Remember me.
Next.
Remember me. That's
Hollywood.
The only one. Let's listen to it.
That's something, Hollywood.
Can we listen? When you listen to it, you'll be like, oh, I see what she was trying to do. Just play it. You don't have to put it on if we could just play the audio.
I want Sarah's cover of Here by Alessia Cara again. Right. That's my favorite cover. Don't let it make
you cry. Oh. This is, what's his name, Benjamin Bratt?
I love Benjamin Bratt.
Ooh.
The Secret.
Ernesto de la Cruz.
Ooh.
Oh, when are you going to cosplay him?
Remember me.
I'm internalizing that racism. Okay, I'm just kidding.
You'd be a good Ernesto.
Honestly, I probably would. I would.
Get a cool little...
And I'll sing it.
Mariachi outfit?
So, Remember Me is like Ernesto de la Cruz's like number one hit. Ernesto de la Cruz is Miguel's great-grandfather.
Yeah.
Great.
The grandfather of soul.
He's the one who's the musician, blah, blah, blah. So that's his, like, hit song sung by Benjamin Bratt. Benjamin Bratt performed it for us at D23. It was great.
Oh, Benjamin Bratt sang it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know he sang.
Legit.
God, he should get the Congeniality Award.
Miss Congeniality. Here's a Un He's Poco in that Loco. Movie.
Yeah, he is. He's so cute.
He's the reason I cut my hair short as a kid. El Pollo Loco. Dude, I'm ready for that, dude.
What?
For that.
Pollo Loco?
You know. I can't do that. I can't do that.
Titico Loco. I'm going to learn that song. Roger saying, did we talk about Frozen Christmas special in front of Coco? That was like months ago, dude. What are you talking about? the trumpets and the bass are sick, dude. That's straight Mexico City. I'm ready
for
it.
The world es mi familia.
World es mi familia.
Señoras y señores, buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes. Okay.
Buenas tardes, buenas
good
noches,
señoritas
y señores.
I'm covering this jam.
Brings me joy, que alegría. For this music is my language and the world is mi familia.
This is definitely
world
the world
is mi familia. Yeah, who's singing this?
I think it's him.
No, I know, but who is he?
Oh, what's his name?
This kid is TheBombDiggity.com.
Oh,
holy cow.
He's a cutie.
And the world is
Anthony
my family.
I gotta say, that's a banger right there.
It's a banger, dude.
That's gotta be the hit of the whole movie.
What was really cute at D23 is that the little kid sang Remember Me, and then Benjamin Bratt came out and sang Remember Me, and he was really good live, too, the little kid.
Let me see him.
His name is Anthony.
Are you guys hyped for this movie?
I want to see it in the chat. I'm so hyped for Coco.
Yeah,
everybody is ready
for
Coco.
The last trailer really got me hooked, so I'm excited.
Anthony Gonzalez, here he is.
Dude,
He's so cute.
Yeah, I'll cover it.
His signature on the wall at Pixar, I forget what it says, but it's very endearing. It's like in Spanish. If you didn't know, all the voice actors from Pixar movies get to sign this wall at Pixar. And we were there when Cars 3 came out, and I was like, show me the cast of Coco's signature.
Jonathan Peck, thank you for the information in the chat room. The movie will run 1 hour and 16 minutes. Thanks for that, dude.
I've been curious, so thank you.
I can sleep tonight. I'm so excited. That sounds awesome. I didn't know the music was that level.
Yeah, it's lit.
It's super
so lit.
It's lit like the candles on Dia de los Muertos.
I'm very excited for Coco.
Me too.
Pretty pumped.
You could almost say I'm cuckoo for Coco Puffs. Okay.
I love Coco Puffs.
No joke. Super good. But the milk at the end is what is really up.
You know what would be really cool, though? Can I just say this?
Yeah.
I think it would be really cool if Disney could give a portion of the proceeds for Coco to Mexico for all the earthquake stuff. I think that would be really dope, Disney.
I think it would be dope if they gave it to the right organization and it was impactful. The problem is you give it to the Mexican government, it's corrupt. So.
Oh, okay, let's not get into it.
I'm just saying, dude.
Disney,
I'm just saying.
News.
I'm just, you want to, let's, I'm just, I hope that they do something like that.
Yeah, I second that notion.
Yes,
thoughts and prayers with everybody in Mexico dealing, and also in Puerto Rico,
and Puerto Rico
dealing with,
and
all the Virgin
Texas
Islands,
still,
and Florida, and every
and everyone in California who lost their minds over that 3.6
global warming, climate change.
Guys, welcome to topical movie news. but yes, what else we got on the docket here? Thor Ragnarok.
For real, though. We had an earthquake the other night, guys. I thought I was going to die, and then it stopped.
Dude.
In my whole apartment was just like...
Was it your first earthquake?
I didn't even know.
No, that was my first, this is a real earthquake. Like, it's usually
Did you feel it?
Oh, I really felt it. First, I thought my neighbor was doing something weird, and then I was like, oh, no.
I started running out my front door,
really?
And all my roommates just sat in our living room and watched me.
No,
and
I was so ready to go. You guys were here.
Okay, look.
It was a 3.6.
I was legitimately pooping, and I had no idea. I was like, oh, I just shook it off. And then Sarah was just like...
I texted him, and I was like, did you just slam a door?
Yeah, she was like, did you just slam the door? I'm like, what?
And I was like, never mind.
And then
an
I was
earthquake.
Like, oh, never
my
mind. I checked
was doing
Twitter.
This is what's confusing is we all live pretty close to each other. We aren't near where it was. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I thought it was so much smaller near us. That's why I'm surprised you guys were like freaking out.
I literally thought
that someone just slammed a door really hard.
Yeah.
First of all, usually door slams, like, it's like one, like,
what it felt like. It just felt like, that's all it felt like to us.
That's so crazy. I felt it like I don't want to say violently shaking because that's dramatic, but it was more so than I felt before, and my candles would have fallen if it went on for too much longer.
Yeah, no.
Oh, my candles, you know?
My candles.
Would have lost them.
Yeah, well, that's why we thought it was an unusual door slam, like enough to warrant texting me and asking me what I did, because it was a particularly loud door slam.
I was
slam.
Like, was that an earthquake or was that a door slam? Like, the other option was
quite
earthquake.
Literally I didn't even know. I feel so dumb. Like, I love feeling earthquakes. Have you ever been in your car when there's an earthquake?
Nope.
You can't feel it at all.
Oh, I felt one time. I was stopped at a light.
Yeah,
and it really
if you're driving,
me out.
You can't
yeah.
feel it.
Anyway.
Thor.
Earthquake.
Thor Ragnarok preview coming to Disney's California Adventure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Well, a preview.
A preview of it.
Oh, not like the whole movie.
No. Just a preview. It's coming to the Sunset Theater.
You know, the same place that they do previews for
everything.
Everything. Well,
the Sunset
Showcase.
Theater, yeah. Sunset Showcase Theater.
Which, by the way, is not the Blue Wall.
No.
I went on this, like, rant the other day on Twitter.
My picture still hasn't been posted in the Blue Wall.
I'm sorry, was it the right Blue Wall?
It was the right Blue
okay,
Wall.
Then I'll post it.
Dude, people are offended with you, Renee, that like we that you're upset that we didn't feel the earthquake.
They're offended
with
with me. Thank you. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate your support.
I felt it, Renee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
you
now
feel,
you felt
you
it.
I was scared. I said I went to run out my front door. Mm-hmm. I was like, I grabbed my dog and I was running.
This is the Blue Wall?
Tell them, just explain everything. So, start with Thor, lead into Blue Wall.
They're going to show a Thor preview.
That's it. That's all we're getting at the Sunset Overdrive Theater.
It starts not for a while. It starts on Load. October 6th.
October 6th, okay.
So in a week or so, you'll be able to watch that there.
Where is that theater exactly in
theater
D.C.?
Theater is in the Hollywoodland backlot area of California Adventure. Go down Hollywood Boulevard, make a left, Sunset Showcase
It's
theater.
Where the Frozen one was.
It's where the Frozen sing-along used to be.
Yeah, the Frozen sing-along.
R.I.P.
But that's not where the Blue Wall is,
Sarah. Not where the blue wall is.
Tell them where the Blue Wall is.
Okay, around the Sunset Showcase Theater, there is a blue wall. A lot of people take their pictures there.
Wrong.
It's not the blue wall. It causes all these weird shadows above you.
Yeah.
And I will not post it in the blue wall.
It is the wall. It is the structural equivalent of rhyming burrito with Leo.
I have posted people's pictures, but it's only when there aren't other options. There's also a blue wall around Stage 17, which is where the Frozen Fun thing used to be and where Dancing with Disney used to be. Also not the blue wall. The blue wall is at the other end of the back lot.
You know where the card pyramid
is? The House of Cards used to be there. The taco cart used to be there.
It's Flynn's Arcade. Flynn's Arcade.
Right, Flynn's Arcade. The bathroom towards the back of Hollywood.
It's really close to the Monsters, Inc. ride, right?
The back bar.
It's on the other, it's past.
Yeah, past.
There's Monsters, Inc. and there's a bar right next to Monsters, Inc.
And then
on the right of the bar, there is, behind it, there is a building that's
blue. You'll know it because it's stucco. You'll know it because there's two horrible blue squares in the middle of the wall that you have to frame out of your picture.
Yep.
But it's the best lighting.
But if you go in the late afternoon.
Or early morning when it's overcast.
That too.
Sunny. I've taken a sunny blue wall pic. It's great. It's only bad when there's this one shadow of a palm tree that goes just right in the middle.
I'm going to take a picture with that next time.
I regret picking a wall that doesn't work for any hour of the
day. Yeah, but you added exclusivity to it. That's what makes it worth more.
And I regret picking a wall that has duplicates in the same land. But
I should lose sleep over this.
I will do a lot to not post a picture of you at the wrong blue wall.
All right. Thanks, Sarah. Thanks
for being
so considerate.
I'm going to submit my picture.
I will post you literally after the show.
Renee, what are we going to Disneyland?
Sarah made the blue wall, you guys.
We need it all
the
time.
Secrets out. I run blue wall pics. I've said it before.
Sarah literally made it up one day, and now it's a trend at Disneyland. So much so that it's in the Disney Parks blog.
Yeah, I wish I knew what you guys were talking about.
Maybe you should go to Disneyland with us.
Maybe. Okay,
let's pick a date. Let's pick a date and let's go.
Yeah. Okay.
And yeah.
Especially during the
Halloween
stuff is really fun.
I love Halloween. Yeah,
we have the Disney bound.
Well, Disney. I actually just learned what that was because I watched Sarah's video.
I was
going to
say, speaking of Disney bounding, if you didn't see Sarah's video on Yahoo, you need to go watch it.
I had no idea what it was. Sarah, and then I watched the video, and I was like, that's what my panel talks about every single week. Now I know. The more you know.
Can we talk about that a little bit?
Sure.
I know
we have one more piece of news.
We're talking about Disneyland more.
Yeah, we're just talking about DC anyway.
Yes.
So, Sarah, tell them, you just had a huge opportunity.
I was featured. Oh, I'll post it. I was featured on Yahoo. For their series Yahoo Obsessed, which is where they find people who are obsessed with something and feature them. And so they came to me for Disney bounding, which was really cool. I, of course, when they emailed me, I was like, you should really be interviewing Leslie Kay, who invented Disney bounding. And they were like, yeah, we're going to do a written piece with Leslie, but the whole point of Obsessed is to take a fan of it. And, talk to them about their passion. And so, Leslie, obviously she's a fan of Disney and a fan of Disney bounding, but she, created. It's a little bit of different dynamic. And I was like, all right. So I, agreed to do it. They came to my house. They made me pull all my clothes out of my closet.
I was at work, so I didn't have to do any of it.
To, put it all back. and, yeah, so this piece came out. Everyone accused me of, making money off Disney or something.
Some magical way.
Yeah.
I have followers on Instagram. Therefore...
They were like, try choosing someone who's not paid by Disney. And I was like, first of all, I'm rarely ever paid by Disney. Second of all, why is that a bad thing?
Why do people, they pick the weirdest things. The comments are so strange.
Everyone's going to find something to be mad about. Yes. That's just the internet. Yeah.
But the thing is, to me, the thing that blows my mind is just how, I was going to use the word uninformed, but it's not even about information. It's just a random thing that they pull from the universe to say in that moment. It has nothing to do with the subject at hand. Pick someone who doesn't get paid. What? Where are you getting that from?
Yeah.
What
There's
data?
There's a weird thing that happens with YouTubers especially where it's people like will be really supportive and like back you for a long time, but the minute you like get paid to do something, like suddenly they hate you for no reason. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, how do you expect people to make free content all the time without, yeah, getting paid?
You want, yeah, me to, you want me to break my back making some like, you know, high level production content and not get any money in return? Like it's, yeah, it's a, yeah, really, it's a grind.
It's fine though. Like, yeah, I mean, some of the comments were annoying, but like I don't really let it get to, yeah, me.
There's always gonna be haters, but you did a fantastic job.
You did.
I watched it. I loved it.
You did awesome. And to be fair, there were a lot of people that jumped to your defense.
It's true.
So you have a lot of, we do have a lot of informed people out there as well that we're extremely, you, grateful for. But I bet you those people are still rhyming burrito with Leo. I need to figure things out. No, but that was cool.
Yeah, so what should we all Disney bound as when we go to Disney?
Oh, well, let's add to chat. What do you guys think?
What do you guys think we should Disney bound?
You guys decide for us. Tweet us and let us, yeah, know, and the most popular ones will each Disney bound as.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, yeah, yes, yeah, I'm in with that.
And we'll go sometime in October to, yeah, Disneyland, yep, together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Make it happen.
After New York Comic Con, we'll go.
Mm-hmm. Cool. After, when is that?
That is, that we
first
come back.
Weekend,
yeah, the first weekend in October.
Cool. Can you, okay, play hooky from work one day so we can go on a weekday?
No, but okay, well, but no, it's okay. What we'll do is maybe we'll go. Yeah,
maybe
just, like,
we'll
book
go
it from
and
work.
Home meet us after. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sounds,
yeah,
super
great.
Yeah, we'll Camacho and Nacho will be there.
Oh my God, they have pumpkin spice churros and, yeah, I die. I, yeah, cannot wait to try.
So Sarah,
it.
Let's talk about
I
some of the things
churros
that they have there. Speaking of going in October, we've got DCA is really going gung ho with the Halloween this year.
Yeah. So this year, they like really put a lot of work into having DCA decorated for Halloween, mostly because the Halloween parties are happening at DCA this year, but also just, like, I don't know, it's a good idea, more offerings, mm-hmm, for Halloween. I mean, mm-hmm, a lot of the, like, cool stuff for Halloween is exclusive to the Halloween party, so just having more stuff out during the day at DCA and Disneyland is just, like, really cool for regular guests visiting. So this is a picture of DCA's, like, Buena Vista Street hub. They put this statue up of the Headless Horseman.
That's cool.
And at
That's
night, really cool. It gets, like, real creepy. Like, smoke comes, ooh, out of the head or something.
Yeah.
And, like, the eyes are, like, glowing and stuff. It's,
That's
like, really,
really
creepy
cool.
looking.
I like how they put the orange film in the lights as well.
Yeah, it's really cool because in the Halloween parade, well, I haven't seen it this year. I heard there's some changes made. The Halloween parade last year used to start with the Headless Horseman, like, galloping down the street.
A real
horse,
yeah,
like a black horse. It's really scary. Yeah. It's all like silent. He just like comes out of nowhere. And then the big thing Halloween is they did a overhaul of Cars Land Hall.
Dude, I love the tires and the tires,
Hall,
the muffler,
guys,
and the cones are the face.
Hall, H-A-U-L, Halloween.
Thanks for letting me know.
Got it, babe.
There's a lot of creepy stuff going on. It's like, They got, like, spider webs everywhere. They got the cozy cones have these, like, jack-o'-lantern faces on them. And they have a lot of cool treats over there. And then they have these, like, first of all, they have this spider car sitting in front of Flo's that you can take pictures in. It's, like, got legs and everything. It kind of looks like that thing from Beauty and the Beast, actually.
Oh, the carriage?
Yeah. And then they also have
Did
this,
that spider
like,
sound it makes when it runs away. That's
yeah, this, like, zombie-like car, like,
Zombie car.
It's all very, like, it's all very kind of, like, morbid. Because it's just, like, they've decorated Cars Land with corpses of cars. Which Ooh. Is what we do, you know, with the skeletons.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then they did an overlay of Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout, and it's called Monsters After Dark. And the story, we've talked about it on here, is that it takes place right after Mission Breakout, where they realize they've, like, left Groot behind, and you have to go back and save Groot, except all of the, like, cages that hold the collector's, like, items
Things, yeah.
have, like the sensors went off, and now they're all free, and so this is one of the monsters that you encounter, and it's apparently a spoiler for Thor.
Oh.
Okay.
Hold on.
Is that going to be the Zolom, the Midgar Zolom.
Yeah,
You know, it's like Drogon. It's a black Horn. Dragon.
Drogoff.
Would it be Surtur or something like that? No.
Yeah. That's what it is. Surtur's fire dragon from Thor Ragnarok appears in the new Monsters After
Spoiler
Dark.
Spoiler alert!
Yeah, so that's really cool. I heard it's kind of actually scary. I'm definitely not going on it.
Definitely go on it with me.
No, I like can't.
I want to go on it so
bad.
Oh, yeah, Disney Film Facts. I totally forgot about that. All of the cars in Cars Land have Halloween costumes.
Yeah,
that they're
it's
wearing.
Super cute.
Mater is dressed as a vampire, Count Chocula, apparently.
Yeah.
McQueen is like dressed as a superhero.
I don't know. He's more like Count Grapula. He's like a purple man.
Yeah, I think he's joking about Count Chocula. Okay, Red is a clown, and
Pennywise.
Yeah, what's her name? Cruz? I forget what she is. It's just premiered, so like I haven't seen it at all.
It'd be great if she was dressed up as like one of Tom Cruise's characters from like a movie. It was like Cruise's Cruise.
Oh my gosh, like Top Gun.
Mm-hmm. No, it's something really basic. God, when you type in Cruz Ramirez Halloween costume, it's like a really children's Halloween.
Maybe it's Belle.
I like this costume here. It's literally just a car that wraps around you. It's not a really, it's just got suspenders.
Someone in the chat must know what is her Halloween costume.
Cruz Ramirez Halloween costume.
They have an altar for Doc, too? Really?
No, Doc doesn't meet.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
They have an altar. Like, they have an ofrenda.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, because he's dead. Cruz is a pirate. That's what she is. That's what
pirate.
It is.
Because I guess Pirate Cruz.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I'm a pirate crew.
Oh, man. Crew,
multiple crews of pirates. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know how we do. By the way, Disney Film Facts was saying we should do the
Sanderson Sisters and Billy. Yeah. That'd be good.
That would be fun.
That's kind of a fun one. I want to be Thackeray Binks.
I'm not blonde anymore, Thackeray, so I can't be.
So you can be Winnie.
Wait a minute. You can be Winnie. Billy.
I'd love to be Billy.
Oh.
You should be Winnie of red hair.
I'll be Winnie.
Oh, my God.
That'd be fun.
Over at Disneyland, obviously, Ghost Galaxy is back for a Space Mountain overlay, and Haunted Mansion Holiday is back as well.
I don't like Ghost.
Going year over is Ghost Galaxy.
Yeah, it's
beginning
ugly.
Part when it's just cool. Pitch black. That part's cool.
When it's Space Mountain?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, it's so stupid during Halloween.
But then, like, once you're in
the thing is, the problem is that the effect quite literally looks like someone's holding a flashlight with a translucent
screen. Yeah, they need to work on the projections. Yeah.
It looks real bad. And you can almost hear it go like...
And I remember they, like, last time... When I went on that last time, they took away Hyperspace Mountain to give us that. And I was just like...
I was like, excuse me?
Lame. Yeah, like, what the heck?
Space Mountain, honey, listen... We gotta talk.
BB, what is you doing?
BB, what is you doing?
Halloween at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Like
we're gonna head down there soon. We're gonna make a video. We're gonna show you guys all the cool stuff. I'm thinking of vlogs.
We got some cool stuff coming.
I just want a pumpkin spice churro. That is all I want.
That's all I want.
They got
that sounds
lightsaber
so
churros, too.
They got s'mores.
S'more what?
Funnel cake.
Funnel cake what?
Oh my gosh, I love funnel cake. Sorry, that was a delayed reaction.
Oh my
gosh. I was like, I don't like cake, but
I
want
a funnel cake right now.
That's the only correct response to funnel cake.
Oh man.
Honestly.
We used to have a funnel cake maker when I was a kid. It was really cool.
Did they fried Oreos?
Squirt dough cool story, into bro. A deep fryer?
Yeah. Basically.
Everybody's
no,
like, Ghost Galaxy.
Is not back. It's Ghost Galaxy.
No. Ghost Galaxy or the projector ride. The thing is, it's like not even... The image isn't even scary.
No, it's not. It's
a galaxy
stupid.
Thing?
Yeah.
It's a ghost galaxy,
it.
Quite
I
literally?
It.
I don't know about
it. Guys,
that.
I like the beginning.
You would.
When you, like, go up and then you see him and he, like, shakes the thing and the lights go out.
I mean, that's neat.
It's cool.
It's charming. It's cute.
Is there any? Someone says, is DCA Halloween more for older kids? I heard that at night, DCA, like, Buena Vista Street is, like, pretty spoopy.
Spoopy?
Really? Spoopy?
Spoopy. You don't know Spoopy?
Oh my God, you guys.
Guys.
You need to go on the internet, boy.
The year is 2017.
You need to have less of a life, honestly.
What is Spoopy?
What is Spoopy?
There was, like, this thing that happened.
Chat, explain.
So, the bombdiggity.com, you guys.
A few years ago, there was, like, some, like, craft store, like Michael's, that had, like, a Halloween item for sale, and it misspelled Spooky, and it said Spoopy instead, and it became, like, a meme.
And so, now, like, that's what people on the internet call Spooky.
Spoopy.
Like, scary
so
things.
Spoopy.
We say it's Spooky.
That's
I've
amazing.
Never heard it, but I like the word.
Like the phrase that you'll generally hear it associated with is like, oh, look, a spoopy ghost. Spoopy ghost.
Are you guys going to go to Universal Hollywood Horror Nights?
Heck no.
Hell
like
yeah.
To.
I think it would be funny to all go together.
No. Let's go.
I
go.
Hate scary
Let's
things.
Do this.
I went with James.
That's my jam. Renee, do you want to make a video and go?
Yes. I'm so
I hate
down.
It. I hate it.
I went with James Janice last
so
year from Drunk Disney, and
it.
I had such a good time with him.
No, don't have
Spoopy.
I love
Yeah, we had the spoopiest time.
Guys, we're all
I hate
go.
It. I hate it so much. I worked it, and I was a scare actor, and I still was terrified being at work.
Yeah, but that
I
was
so
pre.
Scared.
That was pre spoopy age. Like now, people know what spoopy means, and it's like so much more intense now.
How do you know it was pre spoopy age? You don't know when I was a scare actor.
It was ancient times.
We have
it
to
was
go.
Not, I'm not that old.
The snow hadn't melted yet.
We're all gonna go. I want to make this happen.
No, I'm not going.
It's
I'll
happening.
Go. I'll
really
do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sarah, I'm so scared girl. Of it.
We
though.
Went clubbing together. We can do this together.
Yeah, clubbing is way scarier.
We
had the Bachelor
together.
In Paradise crew.
It's really not happening.
Did you try the 99 in Ireland?
No. I didn't. I was so busy in Ireland. I barely got to do anything.
Is this like another spoof thing?
I barely got to
do anything. We all haven't seen each other in a while, guys.
Yeah. By the way,
catching up.
The hotel in Ireland, spoop.
Spooptacular,
yes. It had all of these like old Irish photos on the wall of like weird people randomly staring, and it looked like they were all staring at
portraits?
You. No, it wasn't portraits. It was like pictures of like a like an assembly line in a factory, or
that's
like
weird.
Or like a shoe polisher outside of his whatever. And but all lined up against the wall, walking down these old hallways. It was like, oh, I'm ready for Halloween.
Ooh. Someone like, get me.
Are you ready? I remember the hallways looked like The Shining when I was like watching your videos of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like,
you saw my snaps.
Yeah, I saw your snaps and I was like, that is, I don't like that one bit.
Intense. All right, guys, real quick. This will kind of be our, we can still get some time. But we have, I want to talk about this. What is your go-to Halloween season movie?
Hocus Pocus.
Oh, it's a tough one.
I love
Halloween Town.
Not Nightmare Before Christmas.
We saw it for the first time last year.
What?
Did it change your life?
Leo saw it for the first time.
I wouldn't say it changed my life.
What? Where have you been?
I like Sleepy
Not
Hollow.
Not in Halloween
this
Town.
This is coming, again, from Renee. If I'm the one, who knows Halloween more? Town. Halloween Town's the bomb. Diggity.com.
I would say it's rather spoopy. Hocus Pocus. Let me explain.
Hocus Pocus is a classic.
That's like the only one.
Hocus Pocus is really good.
There was a point on our trip where like my timetables were all flipped. And I left in the middle of the night, and Chris woke up because Chris was my roommate.
And you were gone.
And he thought I got kidnapped. Oh, you can show. You can flip it around.
This is one of our pins we have coming out for Halloween.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Donnie Darko is not a Halloween movie.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
He wears. It's literally. It takes place during Halloween.
But it doesn't feel like Halloween. I agree.
Frank the Bunny is a Halloween costume.
Casper. Casper.
Oh my God! I can't believe that.
I feel you, dude. I got you.
Thank you, Leo. Thank you.
Do you remember the
Disney
movie?
Don't look under the bed.
I watched it last year, and it's still scary.
It's still scary.
That's spooky.
That is a scary movie. This is, I think, why till this day I sleep with the covers on, because isn't that the whole thing, like if your covers are not covering you, that's how they can get
I
you.
I have a complex. I cannot step out of my bed.
Leo has
when
definitely
no
not
on.
Seen Don't Look Under the Bed, and I really want him to see
Leo,
it.
Leo, it's worth it. It's worth it, Leo.
It's
trust
like,
me.
It's not so scary.
Okay, but.
What?
Nothing. Maybe. I was just trying to get everybody to stop yelling at me.
I don't like it. I don't like one bit. I'm going to stress out.
It shouldn't be a decom,
no,
honestly.
No, I'm thinking about it,
really
Sarah.
Scary?
It's actually scary. When
Wait,
I watched
you
want to
watch it again?
Yeah, no, I love it.
Then it's
can
not
you let
scary.
Me know when you're going to watch it?
I remember it being scary, though. You know when you're a kid and
if
you remember
Sarah
it?
You can watch it, it's not scary.
Is it scary, though?
I mean, it's not like that scary.
It's like the original It. It's actually not scary now.
When you first watched it.
Yeah, it was terrifying when I
was
a kid.
It was terrifying when I first saw it.
Beetlejuice. That's another good Halloween movie, Beetlejuice. I won't say it a third time.
Say my name.
Nope.
Under Wraps, classic.
Under Wraps. Oh, you know what I liked?
My mom, the vampire. My mom's got a date with a vampire.
What is the?
Yes,
that's a good one.
What's that? The something something field guide to the world secret.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
No, field guide. It's something. Hold on. Someone's gonna jump in here.
Don't Look Under the Bed is a DCOM. Most of the ones we've been listing are DCOMs.
Don't Look Under the Bed. I just didn't feel like that was appropriate for children. Survival.
No, someone in the chat's going to know it. I know.
Sleepy Hollow is good with Johnny Depp.
Someone in the chat's like, I'm not even going to look it up because someone's going to jump in with it in
Casper.
A second now. Something's Field Guide to the Extraordinary
Wendy.
World or something like that. I can't remember what it's
Under Wraps is the DCOM about the mummies.
I want to find, I looked up Disney Halloween movies, but I got to look up Disney Channel Original.
Let me list them for you.
Casper, me
Under Wraps.
Nobody's
Don't
jumping
Look Under
in.
The Bed. Halloween Town 1 through 4. Phantom of the Megaplex. And Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire.
Okay, Google listed Smart House as a Halloween movie. I mean, it's
the house
scary.
Does try to like murder them.
But it's not a Halloween movie.
It's a Disney 2001 Space Odyssey.
Yeah. Literally, last Halloween season, there was a day where I just like went on the Disney Channel app on my Apple TV, and they had all the Halloween movies available to watch, and I just watched all of them.
I'm so jealous.
We need to have a movie night. Guys, we talk about these
and
things.
And watch Don't Look Under the Bed with Leo.
Yes, I'm down for that.
We might be watching that tonight, honestly.
We're all coming over.
Slumber party.
I'm trying to find the name of that movie. It's going to bug me.
Secret World of Nim?
What, no,
say
no,
it again?
No.
What was
it's
it?
It's like something something's field guide. Or,
oh, Ned.
Yes. You keep
Ricky's
going.
Ricky's field guide
Ned's
to the monster.
Ned's?
What is it? No, it's not Ned.
Not Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide. That's
no,
TV
no,
show.
Field guide.
Is it field guide or something like that? It's something along those... Oh,
oh my god, you guys.
Field guide? No.
And maybe it's not field guide. Maybe it's just guide.
Something guide.
Is it guide or journal?
Is it a Disney movie?
I don't know. It's not Disney. But it feels like a Disney movie, like a live action one. Oh my god! I wish someone in the chat could just jump in. Basically, they buy this house, or they inherit this house from like this guy, like the old grandpa, or whatever. And the family moves in. It's like a mom and her two kids, and then they discover like in the attic this journal. And then like opening the journal, they find out it's a field guide. And once you've read the guide, then you can start seeing the world differently because he documented basically like all the mythical creatures that exist. They're just invisible to our eyes, but they actually exist. Spiderwick Chronicles. Hey. That's what it is. Spiderwick Chronicles.
Survival guide.
I didn't say survival guide. I said field guide.
Yeah, oh my god.
What's it called? Spiderwick Chronicles.
Not even in the title.
What's it called?
I'm not sure. It's called Spiderwick Chronicles.
Yeah, Spiderwick.
It's like a famous book franchise.
The name of the book, Spiderwick Chronicles.
Watch. I hate scary movies. I hate them so much, but I like...
What's it called?
Spoopy
The
movies.
Spiderwick Chronicles.
Yeah, but it has a name. Is it Spiderwick Chronicles? No, this isn't it. Oh, yeah, it is it. It's called... there's another freaking title to it.
Excuse you?
I said there's another freaking title to it.
Jumanji. I was thinking Jumanji, too.
What's the name of that book?
Wendy May.
Come on, somebody come in with it.
I love Scream.
Field Guide to the Extraordinary. That's what it is.
My favorite movie. Scream. I love
Field
that movie.
To the
I know what you did last summer. That's not really Halloween.
I know what you did last summer. It's Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
I wasn't way off, dude. I was 100% on.
Whoa.
I just didn't say Spiderwick. Wow, you guys are the worst.
You're up here.
You're so mad.
I'm so mad.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the first book is called The Field Guide. Exactly.
I apologize to everybody listening to this as a podcast.
Yes, podcasters. I'm making Mickey ears with cup holders, and you'll never know. So watch us on YouTube when we stream, all right? Good Lord. Anyways, so Hocus Pocus. Halloween time. So we're watching. Which one are we watching?
Do you want to watch Don't Look Under the Bed tonight?
Maybe.
Oh my god! Let me
produce my articles for tomorrow because I can't get up early.
Can you live tweet it?
Yeah.
I just want to.
Yeah, I like.
I just want to live vicariously.
Follow me.
I'd have to watch it during the day because I could not watch.
Yeah. Follow me at Leo Zombie.
I want to like take the Apple TV up into our bedroom and we can watch it in bed.
No.
Guys, wow! Rip headphones. Don't look under the bed.
I'm so sorry.
I am confusing it with the books, but they're. The movie is based on books. The book is called The Field Guide, and in the movie they find the field guide. So it's not that crazy of a leap, you guys. Jesus.
Happy we figured that out.
I like reading creepy
mystery
pastas.
Solved.
I like reading creepy pastas during Halloween the most, but I read them all year. There's a website called the SCP Foundation, and it's just this website dedicated to the containment of supernatural entities.
Oh,
and like,
no.
And they write like really cool like spooky little stories and creepy pastas. I love it.
Ooh. I like Ghostbusters. That's a fun one to watch. It's not.
I like it as well, but I wouldn't say it's
not
Halloween.
Super spooky.
It's not only one of my favorite Halloween movies. It is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, it's just great.
It's like in my top five movies of all time.
It's not a movie I watch during Halloween. I watch it all year round, but not Halloween.
Yeah, Ghostbusters.
That's what I.
2016 is one of my favorite movies ever.
I will not watch it during the Halloween season. Thank you very much.
Anyway.
All the sass started. Yeah, all my sass has been wrapped in the Leo burrito. That's what happened. What other Halloween traditions do you have?
Going to Mickey's Halloween party. I have not missed a Mickey's Halloween party since it started.
When are the Halloween parties?
Hold on, hold on.
Just Disney.
Is the trophy ready?
No, but we got a medal this time. Do you think she'll be okay with a medal? Like I know we just couldn't afford the trophy.
Just put a volleyball player and like paint a pumpkin on the ball. It's
okay,
fine.
Okay. She'll be okay with that?
Yeah. She
Are you sure?
Like,
I mean, she's been to every single
one. She wears glasses.
She hasn't missed one. She hasn't missed one.
I know.
Get you her. Know me.
What if she throws it back at me?
Duck.
Duck.
Anyway. That is truly, like, my Halloween. Like, people are like, what are you dressing as for Halloween? And I'm like,
I cosplay, literally.
I'll tell you what I'm dressing as for Mickey's Halloween party, because that is Halloween for
what
me.
What are you guys,
you go there on
what
Halloween.
Are you guys dressing as for Halloween?
I don't know yet.
It's a surprise.
I'm stuck. Me and my roommates were doing a group costume, and, like, maybe you guys in the chat can help us out. We're between three different things. There's six of us. We're thinking either Alvin and the Chipmunks and the Chipettes.
Mm.
Because there's three guys, three girls.
Yeah,
I'll be Dave.
Wizard of Oz.
Because I look like
Wizard of Oz.
Because my dog looks like Toto. Uh-huh. Or
that would be good.
Or just Men in Tights. So we're just all married, like all dressed like the same married men from Men in Tights. So I think there are three really great options. I don't.
Great,
my roommates cannot decide. And if they can't decide by the end of September, my boyfriend and I are going to go rogue.
What?
Oh, that's like Rogue and Gambit.
Like rogue, as in we're just gonna be our own thing.
Okay,
but I couldn't be rogue.
What if me and Pasta went as Groot and Rocket? Just carried her around.
Where are you going to take her? To a party?
Dude, to every galaxy I go to. Whatever.
Don't torture Pasta.
She loves it.
She doesn't deserve
we
it.
We go on adventures all the time.
I'm sure.
She gets in my car and we just drive sometimes.
Yeah, I found out that he drives her on his lap and I freaked out.
Sometimes.
That's so unsafe. I got in a car accident with my dog and she was in the front seat and it was not good. She got hurt.
Well, that's different. Pasta's on my lap.
Well, if the airbag were to deploy on Pasta,
she would die.
I get it, but we like to cruise together. You know what? No risk, no reward. I could die too. I like how you're more concerned with Pasta dying than me.
No, because it's not Pasta's choice.
Way bigger of a chance of her dying.
It's not Pasta's choice.
If I'm getting into an accident where the airbags are deploying, like, my life is pretty jeopardized as well.
Yeah, but it's your choice to get in that car and bring Pasta. It's not Pasta's choice. Pasta doesn't have
a whole lot of choices in life. She doesn't have absolute free will because she's a dog.
I'm not kidding.
Maybe I will do Jasmine. Super Iron Halo.
Jasmine would be great. You'd be a great Jasmine.
You'd be a good Jasmine.
I think so. I think I could kill it.
I think you should be Rocket Raccoon.
Why?
Like, I wasn't expecting you to ask me why.
Oh, I've been Mia from Pulp Fiction before.
Have you really?
I have. I have a wig in college. Yep.
You did that one.
I had everything.
What's your favorite Halloween costume that you've ever done?
Oh, Black Widow. I did it last... Oh, no, actually, Frankenfurter. I did a girl version of Frankenfurter from Rocky Horror, and it was awesome.
Awesome.
If you can see it, if you go way far back in my Instagram, I've never seen
a Rocky Horror, like the movie or a show or nothing. Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
That's one I've never been a part of. I know there's a whole cult thing for that, but I'm... Yeah. What about you, Sarah?
What am I being for Halloween?
No. Thanks for being in the combo. What's your favorite Halloween costume you've ever done?
Oh, I don't know, man.
She's like really excited.
That's a good question.
All of my like Mickey's Halloween party costumes have been really good. I was Kevin from Up like 1 year. I was Bambino from La Luna, the Pixar short 1 year. That one was really good.
That's right when I met you. I remember you showed me that.
I made an anchor out of tinfoil. I was Powerline when we went together our first time, and it was really good.
Was I?
You were Darkwing.
Yeah, I was Darkwing.
Do
we even have pictures from that night? Of me and you?
Yeah, I'll find it.
I know there's pictures of you.
One time, I was Sonic. My ex-boyfriend and I were Sonic and Tails.
That's tight.
And I was really excited because I made my costume myself, like sewed it and everything. I made my Tails. I still have it.
Oh, you were Tails.
I was Tails and he was Sonic. That's cool. Yeah. I'll be
Knuckles this year. We'll do it.
Yeah, let me call my ex. Yeah. Hey, you still got that Sonic costume from like four years back?
I'm really happy that we stayed cool because I'm going to need a huge favor.
Just for the photo op purposes, can you pull out that Sonic costume?
I know you still have that suit. What was that?
It's okay.
Noise.
Don't look under the bed.
Your turn.
Well, 1 year is an ice cream cone with ice cream in it. And then my all-time favorite was a deer costume because I did some fun makeup for it.
You'd be a good fawn.
Thank you. That's what I was. Yeah. I killed it. But I was also wearing antlers because I just felt like I had a good vibe going.
You should be Mr. Tumnus.
That's what I was going to say. You'd be a great Mr. Tumnus.
Yeah, you'd be a great Mr. Tumnus.
Who is Mr. Tumnus?
Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe?
Which one's Tumnus?
The little satyr.
He's like the fawn.
Let me look it up. He comes up and he goes like,
how do you spell Tumnus?
Tumnus.
T-U-M-N-U-S.
You just need hairy pants.
Yeah, you really do.
You want me to be...
Oh, yeah, I forgot when I did that Scario video.
I'm almost offended by that.
No, it just would be really cute. You said you were a deer, and I'm like, oh, you'd be a cute Mr. You could do, like, a gender-bended Mr. Tumnus. I might do it now.
What do you want me to wear?
My legs are so hairy that I'm always
Mr. Tumnus.
Guys, this is the end of the show. We've ventured way off course. Thanks for dealing with us. We didn't have a whole ton of news today, but it was fun just shooting the breeze and hanging out with you guys. You guys are such a cooperative, fun, interactive bunch. It is always a pleasure to hang out with you guys. Follow me on social media. I'm Leo Camacho. You can follow me at Mr. Leo Zombie on Instagram. I would really appreciate that. Give me a like, give me a comment, give me some love. I love you back.
What's up? My name's Sarah Sterling. You can find me on Twitter at @SarahSterling_. Also, if you are over 21, I will be selling pins this weekend at Indie Brewing Company in downtown LA. So stop by for discounts on FanFlare pins. Go to FanFlare on Instagram to find more info.
Bye.
Hi, guys. You can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. And that's it.
And not yet.
That was good. That was good.
I am Renee Ariel. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
Bye.
Do it. Love you guys.
Bye.
Happy Halloween.
Later.
It's been real.
It's like not even October.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk. Thank you for tuning in. Señoras y señores, buenas tardes, buenas noches, buenas tardes, buenas noches, señoritas y señores. To be here with you tonight brings me joy, qué alegría, for this music is my language and the world is mi familia. For this music is my language and the world is mi familia. For this music is my language and the world is mi familia.